Queen Elizabeth II's rich life and legacy, including her unwavering devotion to public service, were lovingly remembered Monday at the Midland Cenotaph. With all local Royal Canada Legion branches in attendance, the half-hour service allowed area residents an opportunity to say goodbye to the long-serving monarch, who passed away September 8 after 70 years on the throne. "Thank you to all of you for coming here today to pay your respects," Midland Legion Branch Vice President Dan Travers told the crowd of about 100 gathered on this particular grey day. "It's wonderful to have so many Legion branches here today." Joining Travers with their remarks were Amanda Grant from the Port McNicoll branch, Jim Pearson from Victoria Harbour, Wayne Tutt from Coldwater, Corey Smith from Penetanguishene, and Ron Adair from Midland. "Queen Elizabeth II gave most her life to helping others," Grant said. "We give thanks to the light and dedication of our Queen Elizabeth II. Adair noted that there are likely very few attending the service who have known any other monarch, with Smith adding, "As a community, we've been saddened by the Queen's passing. God bless her. May her memory be long cherished." Brian Stanley likely spoke for many in attendance. "Our queen has gone, however, she has left us with a legacy of service to her people, a legacy of empathy, a legacy of selflessness," Stanley said. "We have a new monarch and I believe he will carry on his mother's legacy and certainly will not disappoint us." The Midland Pipe and Drums, along with bugler Sadie Bridgman and singer Phyllis Stanley, provided musical accompaniment while Padre Reverend Cliff Rumini delivered the opening prayer and later the benediction. "We remember before you today, our sovereign Queen Elizabeth II," Rumini said. "We thank you for giving her to us. May her achievements rise before you." And in closing, Travers invited attendees to sing a tune that hasn't been sung at the Cenotaph since 1951, "God Save the King."